USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, one of President Donald Trump's biggest supporters, will be one of the Republicans' grilling witnesses next week when the much-anticipated impeachment hearings get underway. Jordan was tapped by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to temporarily take the spot of Representative Rick Crawford on the Intelligence Committee. The first open hearing is Wednesday, and career diplomat William Taylor and State Department official George Kent are expected to testify. The second hearing, scheduled for November 15th, is expected to include testimony from former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Joe Biden says he welcomes the possibility of a Democratic presidential campaign from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Speaking to reporters after filing for the New Hampshire presidential primary, the former vice president said, "Michael's a solid guy. Let's see where this goes." The former mayor of New York City is considering jumping into the race for the Democratic nomination after ruling out a run in March. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We give thanks for our food on Thanksgiving, but not for everything on the menu. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of disliked Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal government announced $800 million in aid to farmers of three southern states that were devastated by last year's hurricanes. Nearly half of that money will go to Florida, where timber farmers suffered catastrophic losses when Hurricane Michael came ashore in October 2018. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the funding will also help Alabama and Georgia cover hurricane losses in the timber, cattle, and poultry industries. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
USA's John Clements has an update on the vaping epidemic.
The CDC reports the number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 39 people have died from this condition. We are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
This is John Clemens.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.